Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gentle Intensity Radio with Shaheen Jedian, the magical mentor and author of Divine Prescription for Life bestseller, co-host with Chicken Soup for the Soul, 500 million bestseller, and creative collaborator of Glee Hugo and Spider-Man. On air now, as Shaheen Jedian takes you on a hot journey of spirit and heart healing, breaking through the deepest fears while unleashing your life's meaning and purpose. With his gentle intensity touch, unlock your future now with the greatest speakers as you walk out of your tight spots in life and come to fruition. Red hot takes and honest opinions on ancient wisdom for modern times with the greatest meaningful celeb show on earth. Let's welcome Shaheen Jedian and his guest today.
All right. I'm super excited that we get to be together today. And there's a quote in my book, Divine Prescription for Life. People don't need to be saved or rescued. People need knowledge of their own power and how to access it by the age of enlightenment. Now, this is important because if you choose to imagine this, your entire frame and scope of how you to relate to everything and everyone, including the teachings that are being presented here, really begins to shift. So one of the most profound questions you can ask yourself on a daily basis is, what is my purpose today? It's a simple question, but it really generates so much energy. You know, our energy centers shift when we have that space of where we're heading. What is my purpose today? So I want to do that with you right now. Take a deep breath. And ask yourself, what is my global, long-range, total purpose? And how does that translate to today? And if you can't find it, right this moment, give yourself a purpose. Because some purpose will tie into a bigger purpose. And if you're not sure about your life's purpose, you don't know how to enact it yet, you can just try a few ideas in your mind and see what feels right for you. And even if it's not the perfect path, it'll lead to the perfect path because your intention is tapping into it. And so today I have with us also our guest speaker, Ashley, who I'm very excited to speak with. I'm about to connect her. Let's see right here. There we are. Yes, hi. Ashley, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? How's your morning going?
Well, thank you. How's yours?
Very good, very good, very good. I know that you, you're helping others with their purpose and you help people with trauma release. And I was wondering how that ties into actually purpose, because I know I always say like, you know, pain cushions until your vision pulls. And I was wondering in your experiences how, or if you've had circumstances where you, where someone has lost their purpose and then they're, you know, maybe how that impacts the trauma, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So when you have a past of trauma, especially from childhood, it can create blockages to who you really are, for you to be able to access that inner power, right? We get these blockages that keep us from being able to connect and really just lock ourselves into how we visualize ourselves on a daily basis. And when we lose that sense of self and get locked into a certain identity, mostly in the sense of victim identity, right? We can't really search through and let rise what it is that we are here and what our purpose is, because all we're focused on is surviving. And so I actually, having gone through trauma myself, was in that position for a very, very, very long time, up until about 3 years ago. And I found that the more that I focused on forgiveness and focused on healing myself through experiencing myself and sitting with myself and letting myself think and hurt, I was able to uncover what it was that my soul was yearning to do in this lifetime. So there are a couple of things that you can do. As you said, you know, you were talking about just kind of going through certain thoughts, playing with ideas in your head. I find that it helps to actually put that on paper, write it down, sit there and just let your thoughts flow out in front of you on, you know, pen to paper, and then sit with what you've written and look at it and see what makes you feel the most uncomfortable, because that's where the growth is. That's when you'll get your aha moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's powerful. What's an example of that, an exercise that you could do with us that we can maybe tap more into getting in touch with a blockage or trauma, and then, or just releasing it or getting started and becoming aware of it, what's holding back energy?
That's a good question. An exercise that I did, one of the first exercises that I put into practice, was really looking at how I react to things. So I started to try to pay attention to the way I was reacting to certain circumstances or events that would occur daily. So in your work life, in your home life, you know, being a parent, focusing on where your act comes into play when you get the most defensive. Because typically when we react in defense, we triggered by something that happened in the past. And it reminds us of a way of that feeling when something happened when we were younger, and then our mind locked into that way of being to protect ourselves from having it occur again. Now, these things can work for us in our life, and for most of us, we've survived up to this time because we created that way of being and that way of reaction. It's a, you know, defense mechanism that we as intelligent beings can create and do to keep ourselves from feeling hurt or feeling abandoned or feeling, you know, in like we're in danger again and having things reoccur for us. So one of those things is you pay attention to how it is that you react. And then you take that and you try to place a time in your life, try to remember the earliest time in your life when you remember feeling that exact way. And it's great to remember who was there, what happened, how you felt, and what you proclaimed. And this is something that I learned through a program that I've taken called Landmark. And really, you're just figuring out how and why you created that way of being or that way of reaction, and deciphering the fact that you didn't need to do that, but we did it automatically to survive that moment and to survive the future. And so when you do that, you can unlearn that reaction, that way of being, and choose to be a different way. And each time that we do that, we're rewiring our mind to be able to see things from a different perspective, and rather than reacting to something, just experiencing it and choosing how you will approach the situation, how you'll choose to see how something is not just happening to you, but happening for you. And there's amazing growth that can happen there, peace that comes with that.
How do you make sure not to get stuck in it, in the actual memory of the trauma, and to experience, you know, goodness?
So you get to a space where when you're trying to pinpoint what it is that happened and how you reacted that way. It doesn't, it no longer is a story that's getting replayed in your mind. And a lot of the times we are great filmmakers of our lives, right? We get, like you said, lost in a thought, and then we take it from there and imagine how we're feeling in that moment, imagine what happens next, and we can create real energy within our bodies that make us feel scared, panicked, or, you know, in, like just fearful. And it's important that when you feel that, to just recognize it. The first step is always recognition. Oh, there's that feeling again. Oh, that's how I felt at that time. And not make yourself wrong for feeling that way and letting your body feel those emotions, letting yourself sit in it. And then eventually when you approach it and you feelings with love and kindness and forgiveness, they subside and you get clarity. And then you're able to kind of work through it and not be so lost in the story, but just, you know, go through the journey of this self-discovery and realizing what happened and what you made it mean. And really all it is something happened, you reacted, and that's what we're left with. And it's the way that we react to the memory of that that causes us to get lost in a distraught emotion for that. So I think really that the answer to your question is just recognition, recognizing that you're sitting in a space that's uncomfortable because it's a memory that brought pain from something that happened to you in the past.
Now, there are some traumas that that get relived again and again, and people get stuck in it. They really can't even, they're just like basically living that all their life. What do you recommend to do for that?
The first thing I would recommend is to really take a look at what it is that is serving you to sit in that memory. Sometimes we allow ourselves to get stuck because it's familiar. A lot of my clients and myself personally, I've noticed that we are comfortable sitting in that misery because we know it. We know it so well. The idea of actually healing and not having to use, you know, the trauma as a reason that we're holding ourselves back and take responsibility for our lives and take responsibility for being and feeling happy is just that. What is it serving you? What are you getting out of sitting in that story? Because if you weren't getting something out of it, you wouldn't sit in it. Anything that's uncomfortable, we want to get out of automatically, really quickly. And that's something that holds people back from actual healing, is that they try to cover that up with certain things, right? So when I was first on deciding that I did want to live and I didn't want to commit suicide and I didn't want to sit in my trauma and my stories, was I literally jumped into a pool of self-help books, and I was swimming in all of them. The more books I can get a hold of, the more reading I did, and I had to realize that I was addicted to getting out of my own mind. And I thought that by reading all these books and doing all these programs and trying all these meditations and all these different things and never actually sitting with my thoughts and my emotions, I was just hiding from something. So when I first started to really sit with myself, I would get caught up in reliving that moment and really becoming paralyzed by the trauma. But I had to get to a point where I was like, okay, why is that happening to me? What is it serving me? And all it really was I was keeping myself in a place that was, I knew how to sit in trauma. I knew how to sit in pain. I knew how to sit with those emotions. Yes, it felt uncomfortable, but that sense of uncomfort was familiar to me. And what was uncomfortable was actually letting it go. Letting it go and realizing that I didn't have to identify with it anymore. And a new identity felt like death to me. And sometimes that part of ourselves we have to let die. And that can be scary and that can be uncomfortable for us. You're stepping into a new identity, an identity of you know, being healed and having happiness come in and peace come in. And sometimes that's scary for people who don't recognize that and are not, you know, haven't been able to experience more of that peace And so it's uncomfortable, and I think that's the reason why people do sit with themselves too long in that trauma.
That's great. We're coming closer to the last 3 minutes of the completion of the conversation, so I want to make sure that our listeners can connect with you. And so if you'd like, please tell me how they could reach you or what's your preferred method. And also, if you have the possibility of the maybe like a gift session for 15, 20 minutes where they can connect with you a little deeper to possibly want to go to your recommendations of the next level of what you offer, what would that be like?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as of the last 2 years that I've been offering services to people and guiding people, I've been more of word of mouth. So I'm getting my website up. It's www.arosywayoflife.com. And there is a homepage, and you can contact me there, send your email there. There's not much content on it now because I'm, you know, just now starting to put myself out there publicly. You can do that. And I also have a link to my Instagram there. And yeah, you know, my name is Ashley Rose, and my Instagram is A Rosy Life. And definitely, I do offer an hour of coaching for people, and most of the time my clients get so much out of the hour, and that's really my goal, is just to give someone something that can get them through a point of their life. And that hour works really well for people, and I'd be more than happy to help anyone who feels like they are ready to take that next step to take themselves out of the identity of trauma and victim into power mode and leadership and just someone who is healed and can create a life that they want.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Thank you very much for that wonderful offer. And I'm so glad that we met and that I could have you on the show. Everyone else listening to the recording, the replay, please stay tuned as we may have Ashley come on the show again in the future to share more insights and nuggets with us. Thank you, everybody, and have a blessed day. Thank you, Ashley.